which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders. Welcome to the July issue. Or episode. July podcast episode of the Inside Scoop podcast. We've got some cool franchises for you guys today. I would say outstandingly cool franchises today, don't you think, Jill?
Big variety of the franchises.
Yeah, I mean, this is why you come to our podcast, right? To figure out how the market's moving, which franchises people are buying. The great thing about us is, you know, we're always going to tell you about which franchises are sort of, you know, happening right now, but also show you which ones are always sort of working in any economic condition. So with that said, let's dive in. Jill, let's talk about a new one that I'm really pumped about. Game Day Men's Health. Let's talk about, what is Game Day Men's Health?
Okay, it's very different. It's a very cool concept. So Game Day Men's Health is basically a men's health clinic. And they're taking over the U.S. in international markets because they have recurring revenue. It's a brick-and-mortar franchise with high profits and low overhead, all that great stuff. But it was created for one simple purpose, to help men suffering from male problems like low testosterone and ED. And those are all things, right, that are... I wish you could see Jack's face right now.
No, I mean, what's cool is, listen... For those of us that are north of 40, these are things you've got to think about. And it's cool that there's now an opportunity. There's a place where men can go and they can do something about it. They can reclaim their life and they can do it in a man cave environment.
That's cool. It's a man cave environment. So you have like flat screen TVs and refreshments and snacks. It's just like you kind of feel like you're in a man cave,
in a comfortable environment. Some stale, flaccid environment here, right?
No. I mean, it's not going to feel like a sterile, you know, doctor's place. It's like where all men go. So, you know, but it's, you know, they say like you walk into an office, you're greeted by a friendly face, ESPN's on the screen. You can have a snack. It's just, you know, some of these things are uncomfortable to talk about, so they're going to make it the most comfortable environment possible. I think it's pretty cool.
No, it is really cool, and it's very different, and I think the branding is excellent. I mean, imagine this. It's like walking into an office and being greeted by a friendly face and brought to an overstuffed chair to relax. You look right and see an ESPN on the flat screen TV, and to your left, you see an array of complimentary refreshments and snacks. I mean, that would be you.
Yeah, I love free snacks.
Little tip for you guys, if you ever meet Jill, anything that is like free, like you go like to her favorite thing when we go on vacation is when we go to like the Hyatt Club and they have like the free snacks.
I mean, we could pay like a ridiculous amount of money for a room. I'm excited about the free snacks.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean...
So if I were a man, I would go here for the snack.
100%. But, you know, here's the thing. As an owner, you don't have to be a doctor. There's no medical experience. There's no licensure. There's no medical qualifications required. They are looking for entrepreneurs. And let me tell you guys something. The item 19 on this thing is pretty sick. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, some limp revenues here. We're talking about a $2.5 million gross revenue on their top affiliate location. With affiliate location averages coming in at 1.8 million gross. I mean, they're also showing 65% average lead to member conversion across all affiliate locations. Mm-hmm. I mean, these dudes are closing deals. It's a multi-million dollar business. They're putting a brand on something that, I'm sorry, I got to think a good portion of men who are north of 40 years old, this is a huge need on both of these things. So this is a great opportunity to get into something that is super high need and ain't ever going to go away.
Right.
I mean, as we age and what we're seeing, the trends that we're seeing in franchising are people want to slow down the aging process. They want to be the best version of themselves, whether they're 45, 55, 65, 70, whatever it is. So this helps with that. And you know what? I think the investment is pretty modest too. Franchise fee is $49.5. Royalties are 6%. Total investment, depending upon where you are, $220,000 to about $390,000. They'd like you to have a net worth of $450,000. It is SBA approved. It is not absentee. They want their franchisee They want their franchise owners to be, you know, rock stars in the business.
Right.
They want to find franchisees that want to go take this into a market. Now, let's talk about this for a quick second. Just because you're not absentee doesn't mean that you're slaving away and buying yourself a job. It probably means that you're really quarterbacking the business, right? You've hired a GM who is managing the you know, sort of worker bees while you sort of oversee the growth of the business, a multi-million dollar business at that. Jill and I can save you $10,000 on Game Day Men's Health. No one else can get you a better deal. So text us at 305-710-0050 to learn more about Game Day Men's Health franchise. What's up next, Jill?
Donuts.
Your favorite. Donuts.
They're not free snacks, but they're, I mean, I pay for a good donut, so.
Hot donuts and fresh lemonade. Donut envy. Let's talk about donut envy.
Donut envy. Get it? Like donut envy. Anyway, it's a very cool mobile donut experience. It's interactive. So they make hot and fresh mini donuts on site at special events like food truck, and you watch. And then they pair it with fresh squeezed lemonade, all these different flavors. Their donuts are, I haven't tried one, but I'm sure they're amazing. They claim that they're light and fluffy, and you can choose all these different sugar toppings. So it's one of those things where you're getting really good food, but there's also an entertainment aspect to it. So if you have it at an event, you know, it's like something to watch, right? You're not just going up and like ordering food. You get to pick and choose what you want, and there's sprinkles and marshmallows, I don't know, pretty much anything.
Sprinkles and marshmallows there. I mean, that, I'm sold.
I love a good custom experience too. So I think that's really cool. But yeah, it's a mobile location. So it's one of those things that, you know, you don't have a fixed location. You can, they consider it an all season concept. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's hot, cold or whatever.
I mean, yeah. Donuts. It's not like ice cream. You can have donuts. Having a hot donut on a cold day is great. Having a hot donut on a hot day is great.
I'll take a donut any day. It's
right.
Fine.
Low franchise fee. So the franchise fee is 60 grand to get in. They say that's a low franchise fee. I think that's pretty standard franchise fee. Let's see, they have a unique interactive made-to-order mobile experience, which is great. But again, let me see, they think total investment's around 190K. They think you can absolutely do this semi-absentee. You don't need an office. You just need this, you know, a mobile truck. And you should, with a concept like this, grow multiple mobile trucks. Here's what these franchises can do. We've got earnings reports on four of them. One grossed $216,000 in 2022. This is all 2022 numbers. Another grossed $62,000. Another grossed $76,000. And another grossed $157,000. So it's a pretty young franchise. The data for the, I guess what they're saying is that per sort of trailer, if you're grossing, say, $200,000, you would net about $170,000. I mean, that's pretty killer. That's a great margin. And they say that the average revenue per event was $2,000, and that was over the course of 102 events.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, it's not going to gross $1 million, but it's got a super high profit margin. And look, if you could do, you know, four events in a weekend, you know, that's about $8,000. So I think Donut Envy is one of those franchises that if you're looking for something that you can run semi-absentee, if you want to get into the food space, this would be a good way to do it under 200K. You only have to have a net worth of $250,000 absentee ownership, and we'll save you $10,000. So, you know, listen, even though the franchise fee with them is $59,500, you go with us, it actually is $49,500. So text us 305-710-0050. Jill, I almost called you my name. Hey, Jack.
What's up, Jill?
Fastest Labs. We've talked about Fastest Labs before.
Yeah. Yes, Fastest Labs. They are a drug, alcohol, and DNA testing franchise. So they are, they're non-medical. It's a brick and mortar, but they are the number one fastest growing drug testing franchise in the industry. They have over 70 physical locations, and they do all types of drug tests. They see clients within 5 minutes instead of the typical 1 hour wait, which, I mean, that's a big deal when you're at a regular medical facility.
Yeah.
And they also, they have the technology to read and immediately report the drug test results in a confidential portal instead of waiting days for it to go through. So it's really quick.
That's awesome.
You get your results right away. It's clean, it's fast, affordable. And I mean, honestly, so many companies use this. It's, you know, if you're applying for jobs or whatever you need to have a test for, they'll be able to do it for you. And it's nationally branded. So, you know, you can feel comfortable going there. You're not going to some like shady person that's going to, you know, take your blood and do something. But they are, it's interesting because they have low startup costs, high margins. They only have banker's hours. So they're 9 to 5. So they're not, you know, running all hours of the day. So that requires minimal staffing and they don't need a ton of square footage. So, you know, if you want to do a different type of franchise and you don't want to get into food, but, you know, this is one that's, I mean, it's great. And I mean, it's well needed.
Drug testing is one of those businesses that's always going to be needed. We save you $10,000 on Fastest Labs, so we'll get you a good deal. So, I mean, why should you consider a Fastest Labs? Well, this is the type of franchise, it's not sexy, but it's safe, right? And you have your nights, holidays, and weekends off. You get great training. We know these guys really well. They've been around a long time. They're good people. You're going to get world-class support. Great technology, as Jill mentioned. They're fast. They've got great margins. You don't need medical training. There's low overhead, small office space footprint, low amount of employees. I mean, those of you sitting out there that think a dream is running a fast food franchise with, you know, 50 teenagers working for you, this is one where you need like 1 to 3 employees. So for me, I like this business because franchise fee is pretty modest, $49,500. Royalties are 7%. Total investment, about $132,000. Net worth is only $200,000. That's all they're looking for. And the average single unit gross is about $656. And there's actually a pretty high net in this business. Looks like about, you know, 43%. That's about the EBITDA number there. So this is a business that if you had three of them, the value of your business is probably around, I would say, $2.7 million. And I bet you could get it there under 5 years. So again, Fastest Labs, not sexy, but a really smart business. Mm-hmm. The royalties are 7%. Jill, I want to talk for 1 second about royalties because there's a lot of people out there that think that royalties are some exorbitant, you know, fee that franchises charge. Look, here's the comparison. In corporate America, this is the honest truth. Corporate America, they want to pay you as little as possible while getting the most work out of you.
Yeah.
That's, and there's nothing wrong with that. They want their numbers, they want their profitability to be as high as possible, and they want to get the most out of their workers. That's okay. That's how it goes. Franchise ownership, when you join a franchise, that franchise fee that you pay is not where they make their money. The franchise makes their money on the monthly royalty that they collect off of your gross revenue. Now, in the case of a Fastest Labs, what that tells you is if their average unit is doing $656,000, then that franchise support team, their number one job is to get you to $656,000 in annual revenue as soon as possible. They don't want you at $100,000 or $200,000. They want you at or above their average. And that's what the royalty that you pay covers. It covers them coaching you, teaching you, training you, supporting you to hit these numbers. So to me, the royalty should be the first bill anyone pays that's a franchise owner every single month. It's the best money they could ever spend if they have a good franchise, if they've invested in a good franchise. And that's why you call us, because we'll show you where the good franchises are. So you start by texting us at 305-710-0050. Jill, I should add on Fastest Labs that you can be a semi-absentee owner.
Okay.
Okay, next up, Club Sidekids. Jill, what is Club Sidekids?
Oh, I love this too. So Club Sidekids, where science and technology connect. It's an educational and technology enrichment program for children ages 4 to 15, and they do science-themed activities in a fun environment. So they do STEM summer camps. Like, that's what they're known. They're the leading premier STEM summer camp company. Their camps make up the biggest part of their revenue, but they also offer other revenue streams in non-summer months, probably like after school programs or even parties or something like that. But they are meant to appeal to children who love, like, have a genuine interest in how things work what things are made of and how science works. We have one of those in our house. He loves this stuff.
Right, he does.
He chooses to do this stuff for fun.
We have a little nerd, for sure.
He really is. But this, I mean, he loves it. He wants to know how everything works. And then he goes to a STEM camp and comes home and wants to recreate it. And we have a solar oven made of foil and a box sitting outside of our house for over a week. He wanted to make s'mores with it.
It had like, you know, aluminum foil and cardboard. It was sitting out there. But, you know, listen, it made him happy.
Yeah, but he came home wanting to recreate it, which is very cool. So Club SciKids has been doing this, these STEM-based programs since 1997. And then they keep evolving by adding new curriculums and programs. So they have a proven model of success. And they really want to, you know, continue to offer these high-quality enrichment programs throughout the U.S. So, you know, it's for kids. It's educational. You know, if you really work it, it'll probably just have your biggest programs during the summer, too. So
yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the lion's share of the revenue comes in the summertime. And for those of you wondering, we've got a chart with their franchises. And so it looks like in 2022, one franchise did $374,000, another did $1,000,001, another did $568,000, another did $238,000, and another did $31,000. But that was just their first year. So it looks like the average Club SciKids does about $467,000. That's pretty good, actually, for what this is, something that does the lion's share of its business in the summer. I mean, look, low startup costs. You need $60,000 for this business, $45,000 franchise fee. Total investment about $64,000 to $76,000, super low investment. And they say that it's almost immediate break even. You can operate this business from home. The programs are delivered at churches, schools, community centers, etc. STEM is a booming industry. And the franchisees grow their business by adding more camp locations within their territory and adding more sessions at each camp. So franchisees grow without added investments or overhead. I mean, it's a really cool, low overhead, do well by doing good business. Most franchises start with camps and just a few locations, and then they grow as they're comfortable, of course, with Club SciKids support team helping them do it. So they're really looking for franchisees that are interested in building a prosperous business over time by adding more and more locations. So they want you to be an empire builder. And frankly, if you could build a business that did $500,000 a year off a $76,000 investment, I think you'd be doing pretty good. So it is absentee, it can be home-based, and we can save you $10,000 on this franchise too. So, you know, make that $60,000 investment actually $50,000 if you go with the Franchise Insiders. So that's it for us for July. Club SciKids, Fastest Labs, Donut Envy, and Game Day Men's Health. Text me, 305-710-0050, and let's talk about it. We'd love to hear from you, and we hope that these Inside Scoop podcasts are beneficial to your franchise search. Jill, any other thoughts?
I think that you come to us to kind of hear some of these concepts that you'd never consider. I mean, honestly, Game Day was a new one for me. But, you know, again, when I'm still learning about some of these new ones, right, that means you guys probably don't know about them. So, you know, make sure you tune in, because we're always going to bring you, like Jack said, the ones that are selling and also some really cool new concepts.
Yeah. Texas, if you want to find out about the absentee franchise that shows an annual net profit of over $500,000 on an investment of $300,000, get a free list of your top franchise matches. Text us today, 305-710-0050. For this episode, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
We'll talk to you next time.
The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.